Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to The Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about Not From Me. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Numbers 4:21 through chapter 5, verse 31, Psalm 33:1 through 9, Proverbs 7:24 through 27, and Mark 10:46 through chapter 11, verse 11. Again, we're going to be talking about Not From Me. Our focal scripture is going to come from Psalm 33, verse 6, which says, "The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth." Many modern astronomers, probing into outer space with their giant telescopes, favor two theories as to the origin of the universe. One is called the Big Bang Theory, according to which the cosmos started with a titanic explosion and as a consequence has been expanding ever since, which maintains the universe is self-creating and is constantly making itself of nothing and falling back to nothingness again. Sorry, my battery's running low. What many scientists are not prepared to admit is that the ultimate energy behind the universe is not a Big Bang, but a Big Being, an intelligent being of indescribable majesty and power who is able to do whatever he chooses. And because what he chooses is always good, he can be trusted to have the best interest of his creation at heart. When Joseph Haydn, the famous Austrian composer, had finished the great oratorio, The Creation, he is said to have cried, "Not from me, not from me. From above it has all come." Our text today reminds us that God's word were in heaven made, but by his breath the stars were formed. I once heard of a father describe the creation this way. "It is no harder for God to create a world than it is for my son to blow soap bubbles into the air from a clay pipe. I often go back to the lovely image, but I find that when contemplating this awesome, mighty, all-powerful God, my soul instinctively cries, 'How great thou art!'" I hope yours does too. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, as we contemplate your majesty and your power, our soul cries out, "How great you are!" It can do nothing else, for contemplation of you inevitably leads us to adoration of you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Matthew 19:16-26, 1 Chronicles 29:12, and Psalm 62, verse 11, and also Isaiah 43:12-13. And keep these two questions in mind. What did Jesus declare, and what did God declare? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on The Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.